This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll-free to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Also, we're going right back to the phones and to the fun, but also on the way, Vincent, you're going to be telling us about a disturbing piece of legislation that is either
It was passed by the House.
That is not good for guns, and we'll talk about that.
It's not good for gun owners.
Okay, we'll get into it. I don't know anything about it, so you're going to tell us all about it coming up here in moments. But first, we'll go to George. Uber George is on the line with us here. He's from D.C. Got to turn whatever that is down.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm in a restaurant at the moment here. Let me step up.
Sounds like you're at a seminar or something.
Nah, I'm in a restaurant. Okay. I'm sitting outside in the front, and about 4, 3, 2, 1,
all right.
And now I'm outside.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate that. Sounds much better.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to call because I was listening to podcast from the other day about Gene the Christian Anarchist travels in Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I'd like to chime in with my own experience regarding the whole customs and like police thing. Well,
yeah, just to recap, Gene had said that it's always the worst for him going back into the United States, that there's no other customs in the world that is bad as the United States government. And you know, he's a so-called citizen, so they treat him very, very poorly. So that was his experience. And he said that while he was in Australia and New Zealand, he had not even seen one police cruiser within the first couple of days.
In my case, like, I saw like maybe one or two during my entire trip in each country when I was in Australia and New Zealand. Right there, you just got to remember, in their case, they're in both countries, the police cars are white with like yellow checkers, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
You know, not like blue. You know, so like the color scheme might not, you know, stand up to those.
Okay, you got to know what you're looking for. Gotcha.
Yeah, and also the cameras. I tell you what, the speed cameras, at least in Australia, is far worse than anything I've ever experienced here in the U.S.
Really?
I mean, oh, yeah. Put it to you this way. In D.C., which I thought was unbelievably obscene, like the minimum fine for when a camera tags you, say, if you just go barely fast enough to trigger the speed camera, that minimum fine is at least $100.
In D.C. or in Australia?
D.C.
You're saying it was worse in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
See, now, how do you know? Did you get a ticket?
Yep.
Whoa.
I was in Adelaide, and I was driving apparently like 5 miles an hour over the limit, which is like 8 kilometers an hour over the limit, at least according to the ticket. A camera tagged me. And guess how much for just, like I said, five over, you know, when you measure in America, how much they wanted?
Well, I'm going to guess it's at least more than 100, so let's say 200. U.S. dollars.
$235.
Wow. Now, is this where, like, you're renting a car and they bill the rental company and then the rental company passes it on to you, essentially? Is that how that works?
No. You're renting a car, yeah, and they go to the rental car company and be like, who was renting this car?
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the information, so they're not going to, you know, bill the rental car company because it's not their fault.
Oh, really? So how did they bill you? Like, do they send it to you when you're back in the United States? How did they actually find you?
Yep, I got a letter in the mail. literally 2 weeks after I got back from Australia, I get a letter from the South Australian government saying, you're going, you know, 8 kilometers an hour over the limit in Adelaide, and we want $235 from you. I'm just like laughing, like, you're going to go and drag me off. I'm not going to pay that. What are you going to do, drag me halfway around the world and throw me in the jail cell for this?
Well, now, they're not going to do that, but couldn't they basically say, if you don't pay this, you can't come back here?
Probably, but in my case, I had no intention of coming back anyway, because at that point, I've already seen as much of Australia as I've ever gone
to
anyway.
Enough. Okay, gotcha. Did you see the Gold Coast Meter Maids while you were there?
Nah. I mean, I've been to, like, Sydney, Cairns, Adelaide, Melbourne, Alice Springs, Uluru, Cooper, Pedy, and Perth. But yeah, like I said, I've seen enough.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And then a few weeks later, I get another one saying, "Hey, you didn't pay us. Give us another $255." You know.
Right. Well, they had to spend $5 in postage just to send it to you.
Yeah, and I still ignored it like that. Like, no, you ain't getting a dime from me like that.
How many more letters have they sent? Was it just the two?
No, that was it. And then I was told by someone who lived there that after 3 years, they just threw the whole thing out.
Really? Okay. Well, maybe you can go back.
Yeah, although I was kind of nervous going to New Zealand on my second trip because I had a layover in Sydney for about like 4-5 hours. Mm-hmm. I had a layover, and I thought like they might catch me when I get off the plane or something like that. But no.
Good to know, George. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I gotta say, Canadian customs of immigration and customs have treated me worse than American.
Really?
Except for LAX, yeah. Like, every other time I've been to Canada, they've always searched my car.
Mm.
You know, every other time I've been to Canada like that, you know. That's like it's literally a flip of a coin toss.
Interesting.
That. But that's just me on that.
Thanks for the call tonight, George. I appreciate your experience and thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, Vincent, you're from Canada. Have you ever had a pat-down or a search going through the border?
So, going through to the Canadian border, actually, I prefer Canadian, I don't know if it'd be customs. I've only driven. I've never flown to Canada.
Same with me.
So, the Canadian, it's always easier going into Canada than coming out from it, depending on what border station you go to. The worst time the only customs that mistreated me, from what I could remember, was the U.S. Customs, when I came back, and this was a while ago, I was like 7 years old, we came back from a trip to the U.K., and something was up with my citizenship status. The way my mother explained it to me at the time was they didn't like the fact that I was a dual citizen, or they used my Canadian passport for whatever reason, and so I was detained, and I was like in a room, and they had like, you know, wanted posters of Osama bin Laden. And
really?
Everything. Yeah, yeah, from what I remember, yeah.
This was the U.S. side.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was at JFK, I believe it was. It was a long time ago, but yeah. So
maybe we were in the same room. I got detained at JFK too for 3 hours last week, actually.
Well,
as a matter of fact. So if you want to join us here and tell us your customs and border patrol enforcement, or I guess it's customs and border protection is what they call themselves now in the United States, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. I just wish all this border crap could just disappear and people could just cross wherever it is they wanted to, as long as they had permission to go wherever it was that they're going. We don't need these arbitrary borders. It's all so stupid.
Well, it's in one way, I understand your... Oh, geez, we're going to open this can of worms.
It's all so stupid.
But I understand your thinking, but it's like in the it becomes somewhat of a necessity when you have the state committing mass acts of wealth redistribution. I mean, to a point where it's going
to
be...
Well, not to mention mass acts of murder. They're trying to keep the terrorists out that they created by dropping bombs in these other countries. Look, having traveled, a little bit internationally, right? I've gone to Mexico a few times. I've not really done much other... I mean, besides driving to Canada, the only place I've flown internationally is to Mexico. And it's just all so arbitrary. It's all so stupid. It's all
so... Well, no, hold on. I understand it. I'm just saying it used to... I mean, I wish things could go back to the way it was like the 1800s, where U.S. criminals would flee to Mexico to hide. Now Mexican criminals flee to the U.S. because they could get free money.
No, there's plenty of people that flee to Mexico.
Oh, no, I'm just saying in general, right? But now, you know, now with like the news and everything, it's like it's made criminals fleeing to... Mexican criminals fleeing to the U.S. because
not really.
Free. Oh, absolutely.
Not
yeah,
really.
You have all these, you have the sanctuary cities. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You have the sanctuary cities.
There's an American conservative magazine. It's a magazine called American Conservative that wrote an exhaustive piece looking at the statistics of immigration. And, you know, they basically found that Mexican immigrants are not any more likely to be criminals.
Well, yeah, that's we're talking about legal immigrants. I'm talking about.
Period.
Was that pre-Bush or post-Bush written or
post
or Obama?
Post-Bush during Obama.
But catch and release caused a lot of issues, right? And the issues like felons being protected over here. And the whole point is, you can't have a. Well, you can't have open borders with a welfare state. It's an absolute disaster. We're the only country who has, well, except Sweden.
There's no open borders here. The toll-free number
south of a border there is in California, where they have they let people go. They bus people to sanctuary cities where they're given driver's licenses.
There's more coming up here in moments.
They get to vote.
855-450-FREE.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. Plus, you can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum and take their Bitcoin Academy if you're brand new. It's free. Go to learn more over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. So, Vincent, you were getting all heated up over immigration just a few moments ago, and I was saying that all of this border stuff and these checks and all of it is just so pointless.
Well, I was getting heated up over the welfare state rapper, all this free,
sure.
All this free garbage.
I don't support the welfare state. I'm totally against the welfare state. However, I don't believe in this idea that, well, we need, I'm against immigration rules, but we got to get rid of the welfare state first. No.
Well, yeah, you got to get rid of it first because by having open borders with a welfare state, you're importing, it's the people who will vote to vote politicians in power to continue it, to sustain it. Well, then you get SWAT teamed.
Well, look.
You can't defend yourself, you just gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. So it's like a total role reversal from last week's episode, man.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, break a few. So you're saying that?
No, what I'm saying is that these people, and I guess you're one of them, that make the statement, we got to get rid of the welfare state before we can open up borders. Of course, they don't really want to open up borders, period. That's just an excuse. But
Once the welfare state is gone and say the borders are opened, it used to be that like one-third, at least went back when it was the European immigration 1800s, like one-third of people would go back to where they came from. They'd come to the U.S., mm-hmm. work,
and
either
go back home
or realize it's terrible here and leave, right? Compared to, so if we open, let's say there's no incentive for anyone to come here aside from on their own volition, right? There's mm-hmm.
Leading a better life.
Exactly, yeah. No food
no
stamps,
welfare.
No nothing.
Okay. Not have welfare for citizens as
well? Oh, absolutely,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, there shouldn't be.
So totally end the welfare
absolutely,
state.
Yeah.
Then. Okay.
So, yeah. I hope there's never any doubt about that.
For anyone
who says there should be a welfare state for
citizens. So here's your problem. The Republicans don't even want to end the welfare state.
Oh, yeah, they deserve to be put into the camps also.
The Republicans?
Yeah, they're part of a problem.
They're a huge part of the problem.
When
you talk to these Republicans about ending, if you talk to these Republicans about ending welfare, they're like, oh, we can't, Social Security. We got to have Social Security. Because they've they got all these elderly voters that are getting checks from Social Security, and they don't want to be seen as the political party that wants to take away their check.
Well, also, a lot of Republicans, don't even want to end the open borders because they're going to say, where else are we going to get cheap labor to exploit?
Wait, what do you mean?
The Coke, right? No, but many of them don't, right? It's like the Coke,
they're in favor of open borders?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They're in favor of mass, low-skilled migration because they don't have to pay them as much
what
as they pay.
What you mean is there's certain people who favor the current immigration structure because it allows smuggling to happen, and then you get low-paid workers because they're slaves at that point.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. I mean, that's one way.
Because smuggled in by a coyote and you've paid, right, because a lot of the people are paying the coyotes, they have to essentially become slaves or indentured servants for however long
or
before they're let go.
Or
sex slaves, all
of that. Yeah.
And so basically you come in and you're working at Mitt Romney's mansion or something like that, and they're like, look, Jose, you don't like the hours, you don't like the pay, well, if you complain about it, we'll just call ICE on you, and you're going home.
And instead of having deportations, a much easier and more humane thing to do would be just to go after these employers who are exploiting people, paying them like $2 an hour, if that.
Well, no, the best thing to do is to allow people to come and work at whatever rate that they can negotiate. There should be no minimum wage.
I'm not trying to imply that. I'm just saying that, the employers that are doing that and perpetuating this system,
the ones,
instead of having, a SWAT team show up to, a quinceañera or a, piñata party and arresting these people, illegal aliens, it's the employers should be the ones who get arrested. And, there's no job, then,
Well,
verbal ones,
the employer
you
know, is
verbal
knowingly,
ones who should face the consequences. That's
if,
it.
If the employer is knowingly employing somebody and threatening that person with deportation if they complain about their job, then yes, that employer is engaging in slavery. If, in, on the other hand, is a free market, and anybody can come and work for whoever wants to hire them. If I want to go and work for somebody for $2 an hour to sweep a parking lot, I should be able to go ahead and do that. But when it's a free market, I have the right to say, this job sucks, I'm leaving. But if I'm indentured to that person, they have control over me, and they can then call in the authorities, so-called, although it would also indict them to some extent. But they could,
well, they could
report you, basically, and get you in trouble.
Yeah, and it's not, or they could just have you disappear or whatever.
Sure,
you know, get
call the coyotes back, call MS-13 the gang back.
MS-13 or these gangs, exactly. Yeah, and also, I mean, it's like, it's not a total free market either, right? Like, if, you know, I know plenty of people and relatives in Europe who would love to come to the U.S. and work, but there's just too much red tape for it, and because they don't come from a country that has a lot of low-skilled labor that these, you know, big-wig Republicans want, and that'll vote Democrat like the Democrats want, they're not allowed to come over. And if they show up illegally, they're the ones who get deported.
So if you want to join the conversation here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening on the TuneIn app. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I got threatened with arrest again for making a phone call. Oh, but first of all, a funny thing about what Sarah was telling you the other day. In the last couple of days, there was a cop that was out on the roadside picking up a dead body, pedestrian victim of a hit and run. Mm-hmm. And while he was there doing that, a drunk chick ran into his car.
Did he end up getting hit or just the car?
He got hospitalized. He was sitting in the driver's seat doing his thing, and he got hospitalized and then released, and then he had to go back to the hospital again for something, but he didn't get killed, and he was in the vehicle.
Well, I don't take pleasure in the pain of others. It doesn't...
Yeah, but he's a cop, so you know what? You shouldn't have been a cop.
Right.
No,
but anyway,
shouldn't have been a cop. I still don't take pleasure in the pain of others.
Hear that, Ian? Hear that? It's the world's smallest violin playing for all the poor cops.
Anyway, David, what is this thing you were threatened with? What now?
So this whole thing I was telling you in bits and pieces about how this court-appointed attorney, this Jay Mueller dude, he didn't like me. So contact one, he quit. But it took him 8 months to finally get around to filing the paperwork to get himself excused so that I can get a different attorney. And in dealing with that, I deal with the Bernalillo County Second Judicial District Children's Court Administrator Monica Rodriguez, and she's the one that finds the next attorney, or at least arranges it. And I called her, I don't know, 2 days ago, I guess it was, on the phone, and she said, I just talked to you 2 days ago about this, and was telling me that don't call me more than once a week. And I said, you guys are mandated by, and I cited the statute number, you're mandated to appoint me an attorney, and you have a history, a 10-year history of being negligent in your duties. And so I'm calling you each day to check on the status. It only takes 2 minutes. And she said, if you call me on Tuesday, which will be a week from the last time you called, and if you call me back, I'm going to call the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department, and, you know, to have them
and call it criminal harassment, basically. You know, you have to wonder, can a government bureaucrat who supposedly works for you file criminal harassment charges against you when they're on the job? Thanks for the call tonight, David. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make his brand great.
The president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has ended his testimony before the House Oversight Committee. He says he regrets working for Mr. Trump for the past 10 years.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings served notice that the panel won't be acting the way it did when Republicans controlled the House.
The days of this committee protecting the president at all costs are over. They're over.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 72 points, NASDAQ was up 5 points, and the S&P 500 was down a point and a half. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. We haven't even really, we actually had some calls tonight, which is nice, even though we got a late start with the live portion of the show due to a very important meeting that we discussed earlier. If you're just tuning in, you can always grab the archives of the show anytime you want over at freetalklive.com, so please do that. Also, want to make sure you know about our video clips. I think Eric Freerock's been posting like a couple clips a day of the show, of Free Talk Live. We do a long show, right? Like, this is a three-hour radio show, and when you cut all the commercial breaks and the news breaks out and you compress all it down, it turns into a two-hour-long podcast, two-hour archive. But still, that's a hard thing to share with your family and friends. The average person who's new to something isn't going to sit down for 2 hours and listen to anything, no matter how much they like you. If you want to share a portion of Free Talk Live, do it with our video clips, now available over at clips.freetalklive.com. Like I said, we brought Eric Freerock from copblock.org out of retirement. He's back at it, editing video clips and putting them up on his own channel, so we're actually helping him build his channel, which is called Liberty Bits. Just go to clips.freetalklive.com, hit the subscribe button, and you'll get those on your YouTube subscription. Also, if you want to follow us on our social media, that's another way to be alerted to when these new clips are being posted, because as soon as it goes up on YouTube, thanks to the magic of IFTTT, if this then that, great website, very handy, it automatically reposts the link to that new YouTube on our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, which you can, you know, you can follow that. You can follow us on Mastodon, where it posts them as well, over at toot.freetalklive.com, which is like a decentralized version of Twitter, and it's awesome. And then there's also our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. So if you follow us in any of those places, you'll be seeing these Free Talk Live video clips. You can easily share those out with your friends and family. Coming up, Vincent, we've got the story about guns in the United States. There's apparently a very bad bill that has been passed at the federal level, the House level. So we'll get into that. And we haven't even had a chance to talk about Trump and Kim Jong-un, which, in my opinion, I know the news media is talking a lot about this Michael Cohen thing, and that's, you know, dramatic and all that. But
well,
to me,
whenever they want to distract from something else, they have much ado about nothing
right.
type scandal. Right?
And I think that this Trump story is important. This Kim Jong North Korea thing. It was an important story last year when they met in June, or whenever it was. I think it was in June. And then it's an important story right now. So if we don't get a chance to cover that tonight, I definitely want to cover it, you know, tomorrow or as soon as we can.
Cover it. Well, how about we cover that now, and then we could cover the gun in the after show.
I don't know. We teased the gun thing. If you tease the thing, you probably should try to at least do that. Of course, if we don't get to it, we don't get to it.
Hey, well, that supports rape culture, buddy.
We're open phones all the time here, so we got to go to the phones. That's what we do. Let's talk first to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. Speaking of gun control issue, so this state, I'm completely amazed with New Mexico because our state passed a new gun control law, like three bills. And then 22 counties, 22 sheriffs are refusing to enforce it.
I thought it was like 29 or 30 sheriffs.
Well, it's 22 counties now, and there's like throwing another six or eight cities.
They're
calling themselves sanctuary.
I think that's wonderful. I think we need more sanctuary cities.
I have a new Las Cruces Sun News. It says at least 16 counties have adopted, quote, sanctuary resolutions to say sheriffs should not be required to enforce any measures they consider unconstitutional.
I love it. I think this is great news, Sarah. I think we need to have more sheriffs around the country being sanctuary counties.
Well, hold on now a minute. We need real sanctuary counties, which, you know, includes firearms,
guns,
drugs, not
immigration.
But hold on. Like, with this, you know, Eli Rivera, he's the only sanctuary thing about this county is what's convenient to his party. So he doesn't deserve any accolades, right? Anyone who does quote pro-freedom thing
to
support their status goals does not need and deserve any accolades. So there's no real sanctuary county.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you. You're right on one point, and that is that we need to have a sheriff who is going to say, I'm not going to enforce any victimless crimes. That would be a true sanctuary county. However, if they get it right in one area,
no, it's not getting it right because he wants to turn the you know, it's to just to get as many voters in as possible, as many Democrat voters in as possible. That's why all these
sanctuary
cities.
It's already that way, dude. It's Keene's already a Democrat city.
Well, now it's just gonna just gonna be a forever stronghold.
I don't care what the reasons are. If somebody does the right thing, I'm going to tell them they're doing the right thing.
Okay, so Adam Waffen wants. Okay, so Adam Waffen wants meth and pipe bombs legalized. So would you say Adam Waffen? It's a an allegedly neo-Nazi Antifa type agitator group. So do you want to say right now on record, right? Since you applaud Eli Rivera for making a so will you applaud Adam Waffen for wanting to have meth and pipe bombs legalized?
Even a broken clock strikes right.
Okay,
you
so
know,
you're
a couple times a day.
So you say you applaud Adam Waffen. I want you to hear it. I want so yes or however you want.
I will say that if somebody's right on something, I will give them credit for being right on
Adam Waffen,
even if it's for the wrong reasons. So
here's the thing is that within the state, you cannot declare a sanctuary. You could only do that as a state.
Well, apparently they can.
What?
Apparently they can, and they did. What are you going to do? Arrest the sheriff?
that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah? Get video. If you're going to do
a citizen's arrest, do a citizen's arrest on the cops.
I want it on video. I want to see you, Sarah, go up to the sheriff and put him in handcuffs.
Look, I'm not authorized to do that, but it's a new state law. You're not lame. Sanctuary city against the federal law, like New Mexico. We're friendly to immigrants.
You're wrong about that. Apparently, the sheriffs in New Mexico can declare whatever the hell they want. And I think as far as them not enforcing bad laws, they ought to be able to do that. They shouldn't be able to enforce things that don't exist, make up things that aren't all actually on the books. But if you're going to have a government, and I don't want to have a coercive government, I want the idea of human institutionalized coercive agencies like governments to disappear from the face of the earth. But as long as a government is going to exist, as long as the state and these local governments are going to exist, I think people need to have a conscience. I think these people need to use their conscience and apply their conscience. And when a state legislature passes something that's unconstitutional, passes something that takes away people's freedoms and their rights, then what I would say is those sheriffs, whether it be on immigration, whether it be on guns, whether it be on not enforcing drug laws, they ought to be applauded for getting it right. Now, unfortunately, as you point out, Vincent, they get it wrong most of the time. And, you know, they're still hurting peaceful, innocent people left and right. And that's tragic. And, well, that's the sort of the nature of the state. It hurts people. And that's what you love about it, right, Sarah? You want to hurt people.
Okay, what is the point of having legislative sessions? What's the point of having new laws and pass bills and waste?
I agree. We shouldn't have them.
We ask ourselves that every show.
We shouldn't have new laws passed. What do you need more laws for?
We need less laws. We need sunset clauses.
Right, that's right. In fact, we were talking about that tonight. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We were talking about that tonight at this meeting just after the, you know, afterwards while we were just kind of hanging out waiting for the votes to get counted. Rich Paul was proposing the idea that we need to have it to where they can only pass a thing if it's got like 90%, and if it goes below 80%, it gets undone. And then somebody else said what there needs to be is a sunset clause to where every single piece of every law comes up for a repass in 5 years or 3 years or something like that. That way, if it doesn't pass again, it expires. And then we'd have a whole lot fewer laws on the books. And that'd
only
be great.
Yeah, I mean, only the stuff that, like, you know, the essential stuff.
Murder, like, rape, arson, things that involve victims. Those aren't not going to sunset.
Even roads.
Wait, what?
Probably, yeah, infrastructure, too, I imagine. You know, just the basic stuff, like. You know, instead of like, you know, like, I think it'd be easier for, you know, Congress to say, okay, we need to support infrastructure versus, okay, we need an omnibus bill where, like, we have 20 trillion different things get funded.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I mean, I think most people would rather see a bridge get built than innocent people bombed around the world.
But yeah, sunset clauses definitely. I think they used to be a thing, but I don't know if they were done away with or...
It depends. There are some bills that have sunset clauses in them, but it's it exists. Yeah, I don't know if it exists in any state where everything
comes up for sunset.
Or
like anything non-constitutional gets sunset clauses.
More on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here and bring us whatever you want. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Don't forget, Vincent has his own radio show. It's called Questioning Authority. It is heard. Well, actually, you've got two radio shows. But the one that's on LRN.FM is on every Saturday night from 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern time, which is right after Free Talk Live's radio show ends. So tune in to LRN.FM on Saturday for more of Vincent, and also website?
ShireFreeMedia.com.
All right.
See, so, yeah, you know, you've been waiting a year. You know, you've been pestering me for a year every time you do the plug, which I always appreciate, to get a website. Yeah, you know, just to get, or ever since I started, right? You know, the Libsyn didn't work, so you have a website.
You got it.
ShireFreeMedia.com.
Steal the phones. To the phone, we got Matthew. He's in Louisiana listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, well, according to StixtonHammer666, love that guy. Trump is going to veto this thing. This is the universal background checks.
Oh, so, is this the news that Vincent was going to tell us about but hasn't had yet time to tell us about?
Yes, that was it. But there's something else I'd like to bring up, and that is if a private corporation starts to, you know, if they, all these big banks start to combine their forces to crush you, it's not the government, so...
Well,
you know,
yeah, it is. I mean, the banks are basically the government.
Corporations have government protection anyway.
Corporations were created by the government, but further, banks specifically are highly regulated by the government. They do not exist without government approval, and everything about them is government controlled.
I'd say it's vice versa. The government can't do anything without the bank's approval.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is the thing. Is that you? I'm watching Chase Bank just, like, de-platform anybody they disagree with, and I'm like, Holy crow.
What are you talking about? Like, are you talking about Bitcoiners, marijuana businesses? Who's getting deplatformed?
Primarily just political activists who are, you know, right of center. Like, there was this black Cuban-American who was one of the founding members of the Proud Boys, and he got lost his bank account. Then there was another guy.
What are the circumstances around that? Does he have any indication that it has to do with the fact that he's in the Proud Boys, or, you know, did he just bounce a few too many checks, and they were like, yeah, we don't want you anymore?
All indications are that I've been able to find out. Now, mind you, of course, the total truth is always difficult to find out. Anybody thinks that they have it, you're delusional. But all indications are is that it just has to do with his association with the Proud Boys. And there's a couple other people that this has been happening to. And, Tommy Robinson lost his Facebook account, and now Amazon won't sell his books. And wow, this is weird.
Now, who's this, another righty?
Well, Campbell,
this is a guy, Tommy Robinson, that's not his real name, it's his stage name. He is, he was one of the founders of the English Defense League in the UK, and when this started going, like, you know, let's call, behave like Nazis without being German, he kind of walked away from that. But he basically, yeah, he is definitely on the right side of the political spectrum. Or the political square, if you will.
So, I'm going to call this one into question here, because I do agree that Facebook and other companies certainly have targeted people for their political beliefs and have, you know, removed them or deplatformed or whatever term you want to use. That's certainly true. But when it comes to Chase Bank, and by no means am I defending Chase Bank, okay? I've been removed from Chase Bank, but it didn't have anything to do with my politics. But the thing is, I don't really know what it had to do with, because when these banks, these mega corporate banks, break up with you, what they do is they send you a letter saying, usually it's very terse, it's very curt, it says, Mr. Matthew in Louisiana, we've determined that we no longer wish to do business with you, and our contract with you says that we can break up with you anytime we want, and we don't have to tell you why. Bye now. And then essentially, here's a check. You know, if you don't withdraw all your money by X date, which is usually within like a week or so of getting the letter, depends. Sometimes it's as many as 3 weeks. Sometimes it's 3 days. Depends on how quickly they want to get rid of you. Then they'll then cut you a check for the amount that is left in the account, and you're done. That's it. They don't tell you why they're getting rid of you. And I will say this: knowing Chris Cantwell, as an individual, as a friend, he's a hard friend to have. I know for a fact he didn't get kicked out of his banks.
Well, he lost his payment processor.
He lost his payment processor, but he didn't get kicked out of his banks. Huh?
Who was his payment processor?
I don't know. It was like Stripe or Square, one of those
internet-based. That's another piece of the puzzle. Thanks, I appreciate that.
Honestly, I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I'm just saying it was like one of those. I don't know if it was even one of those two, but it's like one of those internet kind of, you know, anybody can sign up for credit card things.
Right. Well, let me ask y'all a question. When's the next time you're going to have Lauren on?
Lauren? You mean Laurel, the attorney?
Yeah, Laurel. I'm sorry. I keep doing that.
I think she's coming on Tuesday, if I am not mistaken. So, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to – so, again, you know, I am not a fan of big banks, right? Like, we had a conversation earlier about credit unions versus banks. Bigger, not necessarily better in a lot of cases, and banks certainly – the bigger they get, generally the less personable.
It's a form of economic warfare. Like Hitler, you know, the Nazis, they tried to get the Jews and all dissidents deplatformed, wouldn't let them do business or anything. And then by the time, you know, they're all poor, and then he was, you know, shipping them off into boxcars to be killed. So, I mean, that's what they do. They attack for money first, and then when you're poor and destitute, then they censor you so no one can hear about your plight. Mm-hmm. And then you're poor, you can't speak, and then, you know, you're killed and you don't exist anymore.
Well, thankfully, it's still open phones here on Free Talk Live, so you can speak here no matter how rich or poor you are. Go ahead. Flea Market Penguin is on the line on Discord.
Hey guys, I just was listening to you. I was on the fence about calling in, but you were talking about the sheriffs and sanctuary, you know, nullifying certain laws. And I totally agree that you should offer positive reinforcement when people do things you like, and when people do things good, even if you don't support them in their general activities. So on that note, I think that we should not hesitate to, you know, stop ragging on for a period of time without agreeing with their ideology, and give praise and positive reinforcement when it's due to some of the younger social democrat representatives in Congress when they seem to, because look,
for
let's
what?
Face it, they
what
have
they
this. They have this state. They have, well, they've done several things, but but they have this tendency to really have some kind of weird faith in government where, like, it's meant to be good.
Uh-huh.
But they do
parent for them.
They call, but they do call out a lot of the bad stuff going on, whether it's Ilhan Omar calling out AIPAC, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calling out some of the corruption in the electoral progress. And we often, especially on the show, you often call out the corrupt politicians and hypocritical politicians. And I don't think that it should be any reason not to give praise to them to call out some of the bad elements.
We've mentioned on the air that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that she has, you know, some positions on, for instance, criminal justice reform that are okay, you know, that are decent from what I've seen. But it's not something I'm going to spend time doing is praising politicians for saying something. I mean, that's ultimately not that impressive. Politicians, you know, frequently will talk a good game. You know, they'll say things that you want to hear. They'll say things that you want them to say. Until they actually do something, it's not really that much worth talking about.
Yeah, I'm not looking for the solutions. Believe me, I would not like the solutions if they said it. But, you know, I predict that we will continue hearing these younger Democrat representatives in these hearings. So in his hearing, they're just trying to get information. That's really what I'm thinking about. And I guess tweeting as well. That's what people do now in politics. Mm-hmm. But calling out and asking questions that you would not otherwise hear from other people. And I think that's and just like Republicans sometimes get praise from libertarians, quite often sometimes when they do things that libertarians like, I think that we shouldn't hesitate to give positive reinforcement to these things. Ultimately, if there's generally positive, you know, a good publicity behind something, it'll reinforce that behavior, hopefully. So calling out something like AIPAC, and then having, like Ilhan Omar, having obviously just an avalanche of criticism because she criticizes the uncriticizable.
Gotcha.
By all means,
our phones are open at all times. Feel free to, do that, because I don't pay any attention to what any of these politicians say, so honestly I have no idea what they're saying. I certainly don't read their tweets. Hey, thanks for the call, Flea Market Penguin. I appreciate it. Hey, we're not done yet. The radio show's over, but we're going to continue online at twitch.lrn.fm in just a few moments with our uncensored Twitch-only after show called Free Your Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.